With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When we think of the 1920s, automatically the image of Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald come to mind. They symbolize the jazz age as no others do. But James Mello, in his biography, Invented Lives, says the Fitzgeralds, to a large degree, created their own myth.
I realized that they were in the habit of sort of inventing these personalities for themselves throughout, both in the stories, which they would sort of present as autobiographical, and in their lives with the... with their friends, they would give these stories.
For example, there was the tale of an aviator who allegedly died for the love of Zelda.
When I looked into his army records, he hadn't died at all. He had received his separation pay.
But the myth slipped into Fitzgerald's writing. By 1930, Scott had become a drunk. Zelda had drifted into madness.
When the breakdown came, there was no substance there for them to sort of hang on to. I think that's what sort of, when they fell apart. With the drinking, with Zelda's madness.
Despite his intensive research into the Fitzgeralds, James Mello is uncertain why the golden pair of the 1920s embarked on such a self-destructive path.
My feeling was that they had lived this legendary kind of character themselves, and they had no real center, nothing to really hold on to.
Mello refuses to glamorize the Fitzgeralds, but says this about Scott.
The one great act of courage that marks his career was the writing of those articles called The Crack Up, when he really sort of revealed his bitterness and his breakdowns and the drinking.
James Mello, whose accomplished biography of Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald is called Invented Lives. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. F. Scott Fitzgerald was 44 when he died of a heart attack in 1940. His wife Zelda was killed in a nursing home fire in 1948. But James Mello, in his book Invented Lives, makes it clear that the Fitzgeralds really died with the 1920s, when Zelda's madness took hold and Scott became a drunk. While researching Invented Lives, Mello found references to an affair between Scott and an English actress named Rosalind Fuller in the papers of the literary critic Edmund Wilson at Yale. Mello didn't pay much attention to the discovery at the time, but he returned for another look at the papers when he spotted Fuller's obituary in the newspaper.
So I went back then again to the miscellaneous files and found letters to Wilson saying she had had this affair with Fitzgerald, but being vague about the dates.
The affair probably happened in 1919, a year after Scott had met Zelda, but before their marriage, when he was 23 and Rosalind Fuller was 27.
This affair had started in a hansom cab across the street from the Plaza Hotel. They had met at a party and went driving up through the park, and that was the beginning. It was a very sexual affair that she had with Fitzgerald, which was rare because Fitzgerald was slightly prudish, particularly in his writing about sex.
In many of Fitzgerald's stories, there are love scenes in taxis and hansom cabs. James Mello judges Scott and Zelda harshly for wasting their gifts, yet now has a greater appreciation of Scott as an artist.
I liked Fitzgerald much more as a writer than I did when I began the book.
And Mello concludes this about Scott and Zelda's relationship.
I came out of the book with a great deal more admiration for the feeling they had about their marriage, because they stuck together.
James Mello's story of Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald is called Invented Lives. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.